life full of joy. Welcome. Yes. Well, at this point, we would like to give a prayer and so that we can go forth with our call. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you and we praise you for this day. Indeed, this is the day that you've given us to rejoice and to be glad in. It is a day whereby we've never seen before, but we are excited about this day because it's one whereby we can write a new page in our lives. And as you order our steps, Lord, we will write those things that you give us to write. We love you, God, and we thank you. We thank you for your mercy and your kindness. We thank you for your goodness and your grace. We thank you for freedom today to go forward and live a life full of goodness. We ask now, God, that you will come and bless this call. Bless us, Lord, as we go forth to do your perfect will. We thank and we praise you for our own pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon, who was so gracious to come and assist as you gave us the mission to develop this call years ago. And now here we are 6 years later, Lord, still calling on your name early in the morning. And so, God, we call on you, for we know that you are the one who truly can answer prayer. We call on you because we know, God, you are worthy of the call. We call on you because there are situations that we can't handle nor answer, but only you can. And so this morning, we ask that you be present with us in the moment, and that you will bless each and every person on this call today so that your blessings will go forward in the lives of your people. Speak, we your children listen. This is our prayer in Jesus' name, and every heart say amen, amen, and amen. At this time, we are going to call our greeter in to take the call, so that we can go forward and hear the word of God as he comes quickly to give us a word this morning. Minister Rebecca from Snellville, Georgia, with your beautiful self, will you come and take the call and lead us forward?
Good morning, Dr. PK, and thank you for greeting us this morning with that beautiful tag, Freedom Friday, and starting our day with that powerful prayer. And good morning, my Master's Call family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I'm calling from Snellville, Georgia, where it's freezing here today. Let me tell you a little bit about our call. The Master's Call was founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders. You just heard our Dr. PK Roberts, who we affectionately call Dr. Super Fantastic, and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. We are founded on the scripture of Psalms 88:13, which says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, the website is www.themasterscall.net. And all of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bios of our speakers. And our theme for the year is, in 2017, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter or as a host, such as what I'm doing, or share a word from the Lord, or you might even have a prayer request and or a praise report, you could submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we all came together through a phenomenal company called Artist International. which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. We are now under the umbrella of Artist Life, and we feature great products to help the world become healthier. We have a new morning motivational artist call held Monday through Friday right after this call. This is where a team of great leaders give vital information on the benefits of our wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, that number is 712-770-4005. PIN number 294-617-POUND. Now, if you're having any issues with accessing the free conference calls, we have a bridge number, and that bridge number is 857-957-1147. And today on the call, it's Motivational Friday. But we also have a Motivational Friday praise and prayer request right after our call as well. So if you're going to stay for our praise and prayer request sharing, you may as well. Right now, we are in the Artist Leadership Conference in Los Angeles, California, and that is today and tomorrow in Los Angeles, California. And there is a second one, and we hope to see you there in Houston, Texas, from the lobby, I mean, not lobby, but Hobby Airport, May 19 and 20. And you can check out your back office for details on that.
Jesus. Well, good morning. I guess Miss Rebecca fell off this morning. I'm sorry about that. But as you all know, we are at the point where it is time for us to hear the word of God. And sometimes we have technical difficulties. But I am so thankful that God is a God who just gives us what we need when we need it. And so, you're back, Minister Rebecca.
Yes, I'm sorry. It just hung up. I'm so sorry.
That's okay, sweetheart. That's okay. God is good.
Okay.
Let's take over and introduce our speaker for today.
Okay. Our speaker for today is our very own prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. She was brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. God took Brenda under his wings when she was 12 years of age. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed when she was 16. After graduating as an honor roll student and getting her associate's degree in business, Brenda married Freddie Terrell and moved to Texas, where they became members of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under Pastor Sherman Gray Jr. Being a Spirit-filled Baptist church, Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministry. She loves to encourage others in the gifts God has given them. She is a proud mother of 5 children and the grandmother of 3 grandsons, Jai, Brent, and Brendan. Throughout the years of God's blessing, Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including herself when she was attacked with stroke symptoms twice. Brenda's favorite words are, God is faithful. Minister Brenda Terrell, are you on the line with us this morning?
Yes, I am, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Minister Rebecca, for graciously introducing me, and thank you for all that you do, for serving as you do, as unto the Lord. And I thank God for you for being the blessing that you are to each and every one of us. And I also want to thank our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts, our co-founder, who graciously greeted everyone and seated everyone this morning. I tell you, the joy of the Lord is definitely your strength. You are walking in God's joy. Thank you so much. And to you and to Dr. Vanessa, I thank you for allowing me to share this platform this morning, to share with the people of God. And I won't prolong the time. I just want to say good morning, TMC family. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord, for anointing this vessel as I go forth, Lord, to proclaim your word, to do it as you called me to do. I thank you, Father, that our hearts and our minds and our ears will hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. I give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise for all that you're doing this hour, Lord God, as we go forth to be the people that you called us to be. In Jesus' name I pray, hallelujah and amen. Well, this morning I'm going to speak to you on the glory of the Lord. You know, Isaiah 40:3-5 said, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Oh, hallelujah. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. Now, we all remember when Moses asked the Lord to show me your glory. Show me your glory. Did he really know what he was asking? Moses was asking to see God in his splendor, in his honor, in his magnificence. Look carefully at God's response. He said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. You can look that up in Exodus 33:19. You see, I would like to ask you, when you look for God's glory, what are you looking for? Or what are you expecting? I didn't know about you, but when a tiny human being is brought into the world through the womb of a woman and then grows into a grown person, that's God's glory. When an ant can create a colony with hundreds of occupants without a commander, overseer, or ruler, that's God's glory. When the trees are clapping their hands, that's God's glory. When this phenomenal planet called Earth we live on is consistently turning and we don't fall off, that's God's glory. When the sun rises and sets every day, the moon shines with this majestic glow, and the constellation of stars brilliantly shine across the sky, I tell you, my friends, that's God's glory. You see, this brings me to my favorite scripture, one of my favorites anyway. It says, oh, Lord, our Lord. This is in Psalms 8 when it says, oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. But then I can go to Isaiah 6, and when Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple, one of the seraphim cried out, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. So this tells me heaven and earth is full of his glory. Heaven and earth is full of his glory. You see, my brothers and sisters, there are various dimensions of God's glory. God created everything by speaking his glory into existence. He created man in his image, blessed man and female who were living in his glory, then it was stripped away because of their disobedience. Now it's beginning to make sense, right? When Moses asked to see his glory, he was yearning for what he was to be a part of anyway, like all of us. In 2 Chronicles 7:2, the priests could not enter the temple of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled it. We all desire to get glory somewhere or another. Yet God distinctly told us that all the glory belongs to him. Think about it. When you were a part of the committee that facilitated the conference, yet they called everybody's name except yours, did it irritate you? When you were overlooked for the next promotion on your job, did you get angry? Why do you think you felt that way? We all, at some time or another, look for approval, honor, praise. The glory of God was so magnificant. Lucifer, who was in the midst of God's glory, was seeking the ultimate glory for himself in heaven. When he was thrown out, he knew Adam and Eve would go after it as well. He turned around and went to them and told them, when you eat of this tree, you're really not going to die. You'll be like God. In essence, you'll be in that ultimate glory. Oh, yes, the splendor, the honor, the magnificence. Satan even promised Jesus the world if he would bow down and praise him. Everybody else probably would have jumped on that. But Jesus knew there was no glory in that. God knew we yearned to be with him. He knew that we wanted this relationship back, a part of that glory. And he definitely wanted his relationship back with us. So he had a plan. He had promised in Isaiah 59:21, "As for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with them. My spirit who is on you, and my words which I have put in your mouth," there it goes again, "I have put in your mouth, shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouths of your children, nor from the mouths of their descendants, from this time on and forever, says the Lord. You see, he spoke the world into existence with his glory, and he has spoken his word into our mouth. Grab that, you people, grab that. And he has put his word into our mouth, which we must keep speaking so his glory can manifest. In the meantime, he allowed his glory to manifest among the people to remind them that he is still their God. You see a touch of glory go in the midst of this, like with the my man, I can't even think his name. Well, praise the Lord. Well, anyway, he had anointed this Shulamite woman's son, and he came back to life. And I tell you, when God anoints his prophets and his prophets go forth and do the work, that's a part of his glory that's being manifested, just like with you and I. And as always, we want more. We want more. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." The plan and the promise continues. Jesus comes on the scene here on this planet called Earth. It is without saying that he is the glory of the Lord wrapped with a fleshly body. Now, many of the people have been reading the scriptures yet got caught up seeking their own glory and at the same time saying it was all in the name of the Lord. Oh, yes. I'm talking about those Pharisees and Sadducees. There's some of them. And when Jesus came along, they were stuck in their own glory, in their own mess, and didn't recognize the promised Messiah. Jesus always set the example by constantly giving his Father the glory. We should constantly give God the glory. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." He kept speaking, "I'm here to do the will of my Father. That's what my purpose here is all about." May I ask, what are we speaking daily? What is our purpose in life? Are we giving God his glory? Psalm 19:1 says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Surely, if the heavens declare the glory of God, we as his people can do the same. Remember, he has put his words in our mouths to speak his glory. Sickness, I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. Fear, God is not the author of fear. Therefore, fear will not lord over my mind nor my environment. Sonship, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are blessed in heavenly places. We are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. We need to speak God's glory in every given situation over our children, our children's children. He's given us the word. Keep speaking it. And you know what? I want to go to John 17 real quickly. And this is another one of my favorites when he was praying. And in when Jesus was praying to his Father, he asked the Father to glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. Then in verse 5, he asked, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. Now, look at this. Jesus himself is seeking the glory he once had because it was impossible for him to walk on this earth with that ultimate glory he had in heaven. Wow, wow, wow. It really is a part of our nature, you people. Isn't it wonderful that he wanted us to be restored with the authority that Adam and Eve had? Look at verse 22. He said, I have given them. That's us. He's talking about us. The ones that believe on him, the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. So when we speak to the mountain, it shall move because of his glory. Whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven because of his glory. When God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, that's his glory. In all that we say, in all that we do, let's do it to the glory of the Lord. In the upper room, there was a mighty rushing wind that filled the place. It was God's glory. When Paul and Silas prayed, the jail doors shook because the anointing and the glory of God came in. While they were stoning Stephen to death, he was full of the Holy Spirit. He looked up into heaven and he saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. You think he felt any pain? Oh, no, indeed not. If he saw his glory, he was filled with his glory. We see then that the glory of the Lord is everything that makes God. All his characteristics, all his authority, all of his power, all of his wisdom, literally the measurable weight and magnitude of God are contained within God's glory. Nothing is hidden or nothing is held back. So my TMC family, as his family, his children of the Most High, his people who have been called by his name, we shall behold him once more and again in all of his glory. I know you're excited about that. I know I am. But yet, he has restored us into his promise. We are his people, so we can walk as we're going from glory to glory. Hallelujah. We're going from glory to glory. But when we get to that ultimate glory, we shall all see him in his glory. Hallelujah. I hope you got a thought from this message, and I will turn it back over to you, Minister Rebecca.
Wow. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for that powerful word, and it's so on time. And thank you for reminding us of the glory of God, and heaven and earth is full of God's glory, and reminding us to give God the glory every single time. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. TMC family, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we praise your holy name, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord, for setting us free, Lord, on this Freedom Friday, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that we can go from faith to faith and you bring us from glory to glory, Lord, every single day. Lord, and we just thank you for our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. Thank you so much, Lord, for blessing her and refreshing her, Lord, as she refreshes us, Lord, and her family, Lord. Thank you for making her a bright, shining light for your glory, King Jesus, right there in her community, and continue to bless her continuously. Lord, thank you so much for our Master's Call family and our Dr. PJ Roberts and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you, Lord, for giving them your full blessings, Lord, adding no sorrow to it. And Lord, we also thank you for our artist family, Lord, the Diaz de Leon family and all the artist distributors, Lord. Thank you for encouraging them and just giving them your kingdom strategies, Lord, especially during these conferences, the leadership conference in Los Angeles occurring today and over the weekend, Lord. And we just trust you and we just are so excited for what you are bringing us through this company. Lord, we also just lift up any one of our brothers and sisters who are going through any kind of sickness, Lord. We trust you, Lord, and we thank you for healing them. We thank you for healing Kendra Carter and Sharon Stowers and her family and Dee Lee and her family, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust on your blood and on your promises, Lord, for that, Lord, because you said in your word that by your stripes we are healed, and that is total healing, Lord, from, you know, holy, from every single part of our being, Lord. And we also trust you for comforting any bereaved family members. And we just thank you, Lord, for giving them what they need, Lord. Our minister, Benita, Lord, and just comforting her family, Lord, during this time of transition, Lord. And thank you so much for our TMC family. Continue to bless them, Lord, and keep them, and just do something natural and supernatural for them, Lord, where they give you the glory, Lord, in every part of it. Lord, we just love you, and we pray this in King Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call our playback number at 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is the same, 957-677-pound. Also, thank you, Minister Brenda Terrell, for that profound word. Would you please close us out with the benediction? And also just a reminder that today is Friday, so we will be continuing with part two of our call, where we get to share your praise reports and your prayer requests. And one of our founders of this call, our Mother Eagle, Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be facilitating that second part right after the benediction. Thank you also, Dr. PK Roberts, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Minister Brenda, would you close us with the benediction?
Yes. Can you hear me, Minister Rebecca?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you so much for hosting the call, and I just thank God for you. Thank you again, Dr. PK Roberts, for seating and greeting everyone and telling us that this is Freedom Friday. Amen. And I tell you, you want to stay tuned, because we definitely want to take your praise reports and your testimonies after I give the benediction. I will now give you now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen. Now we'll turn it over to our wonderful host, our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Phoebe, Texas. She is awesome. Our Mother Eagle, are you there, Mother Eagle?
Yes, ma'am, I am here. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that absolutely powerful word, the glory of the Lord. Awesome word. Thank you for allowing the Lord to speak through you so powerfully this morning. Thank you, Minister Rebecca, for hosting our call today. We appreciate each and everything you do. And for our very pleasant surprise to my co-founder, I thank you for greeting God's people and seating us. I tell you, teamwork, unity in the spirit that gets this job done each and every morning. Well, TMC family, we praise God for each and every one of you. This is our purpose and our heart to always have a platform and a place where the anointing of God flows freely, the word of God goes forth powerfully. And today is the day where your testimonies, your praise reports, and your petitions of prayer go forth. All you have to do is hit *6, then 1, and it'll bring you into the queue. As you heard Minister Rebecca mention, we are utmost lifting up our fellow TMC family member, Miss Benita Cates in New Jersey. Her mother transitioned yesterday. She fought the good fight of faith, but she's in the presence of the Lord. No more pain, no more suffering. So we are praying strength for Minister Benita and her daughter Ursula and the entire family at this time and at this season. And we really want her to feel the prayers of her artist and life family and of her TMC family. So for those of you who did not know, I definitely want to keep Minister Benita lifted up in your prayers. She had been the caregiver for her mother and had brought her mother home. So we are definitely having our hearts lent out to her today. As we also remember, today and really all day, tomorrow in Los Angeles begins the first of our two leadership development summits. And we're excited and praying for that DoubleTree Hotel to be such a place of celebration and impartation from God. The transitional ceremony of Papa Antonio Diaz de Leon to officially transferring authority and delegated the power to his son Alejandro and Elvia. So that is going to be an exciting time on Saturday at the hotel. So we are keeping them lifted up in prayer. Alejandro and Elvia have been really in the forefront for a while, but this is the official, I guess, pomp and circumstances and ceremony that we will just celebrate official. And as Alejandro said, the legal transference. And that's what legacy is all about. Just praise God that this ceremony is being covered in prayer, traveling mercies. We know many will be at that meeting. Quite a few of the Las Vegas team will be going down. I heard from Miss Aisha coming down from Portland and others in the California area, Tiffany and others will be there. So we're just praying for a phenomenal meeting there all day tomorrow and the opportunity meeting tonight. And we also are covering in prayer the meeting coming up in Houston in H-Town the following 19th and 20th. There we are securing the room to have a service on Sunday mornings, and so many of you will be there and staying over. The official conference does end at 5 o'clock on Saturday, but as usual, many of you are flying, traveling in, and so we want to definitely praise the Lord on Sunday morning. We are keeping that conference in prayer there at the Marriott, and just all the details that are involved in the planning for both of these meetings. We have had some phenomenal meetings, and we know they've been blessed because of the prayers of the righteous. So we thank each and every one of you. We're continuing to keep every body in prayer as we just prepare for the finances to come in, the time off, the traveling mercies, all of that to be covered in prayer. All right, well, the queue is open. All you have to do is hit star 6, then 1, and it will bring you into the queue. For right now, no one has come into the queue, and so we won't even prolong the time. I just am excited that God has been so faithful, so good to this company, to our lives individually and corporately. So many new names that we're seeing on the board, on the master's call, and on the morning motivational call. So we always want to welcome our first-time listeners and welcome the new members to the family. Warmest kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. We have Mother's Day coming up. We are praying right now for that to be a blessing to all of you mothers, naturally and spiritually, to feel the love and the appreciation. Sometimes that's a hard time for others who may be experiencing the first Mother's Day without that loved one. So we're just keeping everyone covered and praying for them. Let's go to the Lord in on this faithful Friday, Lord. We just rejoice. We just are so excited and thankful for all you've done, all you're doing. We thank you for this powerful word that we received today from your mouthpiece, your minister, Brenda Terrell. We ask you to pour back virtue into this awesome woman of God for all she pours out to us and all she does as being so faithful as our prayer general and as this morning as our mouthpiece with the message. Continue to bless Freddie and her entire family. They're going in and they're coming out. That inclement weather that her and Dr. PK have been experiencing and many others, we just speak the hedge of protection around them and all those who have been put in harm's way. The blood of Jesus, protection, we pray. Father, we just thank you in this special weekend for the Antonio Diaz de Leon family. Thank you that 26 and a half years ago, Antonio had a vision, had a mandate from the Lord. And Father, him and his wife, diligent, determined to develop this company that we now enjoy, the fruit of their labor, Artist Life. Thank you for the hills and the valleys. Thank you for the highs and the lows. Thank you for his never giving up spirit. And we thank you that as the baton is being passed to the next legacy, you said in Deuteronomy 28 that those blessings in that 18th chapter also, that the blessings go down for generation. So we are just speaking that this family is blessed and that you continue to bless them and keep them strong in you. And as you transfer in the natural and in the spirit full leadership to Antonio and Elvia, stir up the gifts of God inside of them. We just pray the blessings of God upon them, the leadership, the insight, the enthusiasm, the stick-to-itness that his father had, that he has even greater. We thank you for the Proverbs 11:14, that in a multitude of counsel, there is safety. Surround them with the men and women of God who will have a heart for you. Father, their desire is to see this billion-dollar company manifest. Father, I pray that Papa lives to see this company become the million-dollar company that he desires it to be. And whatever you have to do, whatever you have to line up, set up, structure up to make it manifest. All we pray for that even right now. We speak blessings upon the meeting, traveling mercies for all those who will be coming in that Los Angeles area and those flying in. We just speak in a blessed, powerful meeting from beginning to end. We ask for that same presence, power, and your purpose being established in Houston on the 19th, 20th, and the service on the 21st. Spirit of the living God, your hand has been so faithful on this company through danger seen and unseen, or when others may have counted us out. Oh, you had your hand upon us. You blew the rule of breath of life into us, and we're still standing strong in you. So, Daddy God, we thank you today that you have your way for those who still need the finances. We call it in for the time off, the traveling mercies. Just you be that Jehovah Yireh. You supply everything we need in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you that your word is real, your power. Oh, you made us promises that as we cry out to you, as we seek your face early, as we have done each and every day, 6.5+ years on this line, that you would meet us. So we just thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, now we lift up our beloved sister, Minister Benita. Father, I ask for the peace of God to encompass around her. Oh, Father, I thank you that even in this celebration of life and the transition of Mother Vivian, that you comfort her as only you can do. Comfort Ursula and her daughter. Father, I thank you for the little things you allowed Mother Vivian to live to see 4 generations before she went home to be with you. So we just thank you that she feels the prayers of the righteous, the strength, and in her planning for the actual homegoing celebration. And, oh, Father, right before Mother's Day, comfort her heart. Give her peace. Give her joy. Even as some tears may roll down her face, you promised in your word, you would catch everyone. You would wipe those tears from her eyes and give her the joy that is going to be her strength as she walks through this season. So I just thank you for her TMC family that will come around her, encourage her, and pray for her, and pray for even traveling mercies of those family members. Her daughter coming in from Ohio and other relatives that will be traveling in. We just speak all comes together for your glory and for their good in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, yesterday was National Day of Prayer, and many of us remembered that prayer and came together of 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people who are called by my name, we're your people, and we're called by your name. We're called Christians, followers of you, Christ, and we thank you that we won't grow weary in well-doing, and even though things may not look right, feel right, or going right, oh, we have some promises to you and it's from you, and as we hold on to the horns of the altar, as we bombard heaven with your word and your will, that your kingdom come, your will be done in our lives. Father, you told us to lift up and pray for the office, not concerned about the person, for those who have authority over us. So we pray for our President of the United States. We call him out by name, President Donald J. Trump. We ask you to touch his heart. You said the heart of the king was in your hand, and you could turn it whichever way you will. We ask you to turn it toward justice, turn it towards truth, turn it toward reconciliation and peace, and to be your vessel in your hands. Now, Father, I thank you that we pray for the Senate, the Congress, the Supreme Court, every governor, mayor, city councilman, many elections going on this weekend. You intervene, Daddy God. Your kingdom come. Your candidates may be won. Many of us do more complaining and we don't do the praying. Prick our hearts to remember the power only comes through prayer. It's okay to march. It's okay to discuss, but discuss on our knees saying, you have your way, Spirit of the Lord, because then you made that promise in Isaiah 55:11 that our words would not return void. And so as this on this call, on the Master's call, we come saying in what accord and saying in what spirit, saying in what heart your word, that greater are you, Spirit of the living God, inside of us than any demonic attack in the world, saying your word in Philippians 4:13, that we can do all things through you, Christ, because you are strengthening us. Saying in your word in Revelation 12:11, that we are all overcomers, and we doesn't matter how it feels, we're speaking your word, and we're overcomers by the blood, the precious blood, your blood, by the blood of the Lamb. And the word of our testimony is that we are overcomers, that we are victorious, that we are the head and not the tail. So we thank you, Daddy God, as we seal this time of intercession. We thank you for you using us as your ministers in the marketplace, as your mouthpieces with the message. I ask, as I do every day, that you give each and every listener your mind. That 1 Corinthians 2:16, where you said that we could ask for the mind of Christ, so that we don't have good ideas, but we have God ideas, so that we aren't in the vicinity, but we're on the mark. We're exactly where you want to be. Oh, we pray for your Kairos timing. We don't want to run ahead of you. We don't want to lag behind you. We want to be in exact, precise cadence with you, marching to the drum beats of heaven. So we thank you, Father God, that we're growing up in you. We're growing up in you. Help us work our faith muscles. Help us remember 2 Corinthians 5:7. We walk by faith, not by sight. Right now it looks chaotic. Right now it looks like, where is God with the weather and the destruction? It looks like nobody's really in charge in D.C. It looks like disease and famine all around the world. But you told us to walk by faith and not by sight. Faith, trusting in you, believing in you, leaning on you, leaning not on our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledging you, and you would direct our path. So we thank you for the direction. We thank you that you are holy GPS. Oh, God, would we let you protect us and steer us? We know we'll reach that place called destiny and purpose. So we seal this prayer. We seal this time of intercession. We thank you that we know that as we have prayed, you have already answered. We don't wait till the battle's over. We shout now. We don't wait till we see the manifestation. We're like Elisha, who asked in the Bible for you to pull back the veil of heaven so Gehazi and kings could see the chariots of fire. So we could see our archangel Michael warring in the heavens before us, so we could see, according to Hebrews 1:14, our ministry angels going out before us, warring in the heavenlies. Greater are the angelic hosts with us than those from the demonic foes of the world. We have the victory by the blood, by the authority in our word. So we seal this time, knowing that it's already done. We decree and declare in the lives of these your people that their mouth will line up with your word, that we're victorious, Jehovah Nissi, that it's already done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. This weekend, go out, be blessed, and know that God's got it, and he's got us. Be blessed. Bye-bye. Amen.